Well, joining me now is the man of the moment in racing. It's a good Wexford man, Darrell Jacob, a five-timer yesterday at Wincanton. I think, Darrell, you've had four winners on days before, but you never had five before.
Yeah, no, we've had a couple of four-timers point-to-point with the boss, Sally Allner, when I was point-to-point back in the day. So it's lovely to get a five-timer there for five different trainers yesterday. It was a memorable day.
And they were all super ride. You were probably maybe expected to win on the first one, Edis Elton. The ride on Jackson Hill and the ride on Capelin for Paul Nichols, they were exceptional rides.
The race just fell right for him in the end, didn't they? You know, then Jackson Hill's race, they went quick early doors. And like I say, I just had to nurse him around. It was only his second run over fences. And I suppose the inexperience was with catching him out early doors. He gradually warmed to the task. And like you say, he came there nicely going to two out. And like you say, it was just a case of getting him over the last two fence. You know, he won nice. Look, and it was lovely to get a winner for Paul again. We put a few spare rides, you know, some part of our ways. And yeah, it was nice to ride him a nice big winner yesterday as well.
You didn't have to travel too far either. I think you're living close to Wincanton Racecourse, are you, Darrell?
So we used to live at Wincanton, yeah. We used to live by the racecourse now. But we're now living in a little village called Luckington up near Badminton, where the Badminton horse trials are. So it's only about an hour and a half away from Wincanton, so it's a local track anyway, yeah.
The last 5 years, you've had over 1,600 rides, you've had 282 wins, and you've won over $5.2 million in prize money. Now, of course, you didn't get the $5.2 million, but it's been a pretty successful period for you.
Yeah, look, obviously, with Simon and Isaac, and, you know, they're wonderful owners to ride for, and, you know, they give you an awful lot of confidence, and like you say, they've got some wonderful horses, like Bristol and May, Score IL, Concertista, you know, Lamy Surge. You know, they got some wonderful horses there, and pleasure. It's nice, and you know, every weekend you've got to look forward to, you know, a couple of nice horses.
When you rode the first two winners yesterday, is it like somebody that scores goals? You know, when you come out, Jesus, I'm on today. Obviously, it depends on the horses, but did it feel like that yesterday? You seemed to be buzzing and confident yesterday, watching the races.
Not really, because I got the first horse that I was riding yesterday on the card was odds on. I got him beat, so that probably wasn't ideal start of the day. But yeah. Look, it was just, look at all the horses performed well yesterday, and yeah, I had a good book of rides. I had eight rides. You know, they all had pieces of chance. You know, yesterday I could have come out of there if it had 4 seconds, 3/3, you know, place horses or whatever, and still come out thinking they've all ran their race. Thankfully, the horses have sort of overperformed, and they ran well, they ran through to the line. That, you know, obviously makes your job a little bit easier, but it just, everything seemed to click yesterday. You know, the horses clicked, they were in good form, and the races were run to suit all the horses that I rode yesterday as well, and that makes a massive difference as well.
You're a long time in England now. You went from Desi Hughes over to England, and Robert Altner was your, I suppose, was your first mentor, really, and his son-in-law, Robert Walford, trained the your opening winner yesterday. Must have been a bit nostalgic for you, was it?
Yeah, that was special. Obviously, myself and Rob, you know, we go back a long time from the Boston Sally Allners, and like, it's always nice to ride a winner for Rob, and you know, especially at his local track as well. I know the boss would have been looking down, and he would have been very proud of the both of us there yesterday. So it was great, and Rob's a very, very good friend of mine, and you know, we go back an awful long way. But to ride a winner for Rob yesterday was great, but also to have a five-timer, you know, around, you know, our local track, which is, you know, the boss's local track, and everyone. So that was magic, and I'm pretty sure the boss would have been fairly proud of me and Rob yesterday.
You're one of the elder statesmen in the way room, aren't you? I don't mean to age you now, but
all right, Liam, we don't need to put someone in.
But you have that experience. Experience is everything, isn't it? There's a lot of good young lads riding now, and a lot of Irish lads. Doesn't appear to be as many Irish lads going to England anymore, is there? I suppose the racing's so good in Ireland now that they're inclined to stay here, aren't they?
The racing in Ireland, you see it every day. It's top class. It's very, very competitive. And look, it also, there's very, very good prize money in Ireland, isn't there? Over here, it's a totally different system over here. And it suits some people and it doesn't suit other people, as in the fact that, you know, when you come over here, you've got to put your head down, you've got to work hard, and it's a seven-day-a-week job, you know, and there's not much time for anything else, whereas in Ireland, it, you know, you're racing 3-4 days a week, it feels competitive. You have a bit more freedom, I suppose. It suits some people, and it doesn't other people, and like you say, plenty of Irish lads have come over to England, and they've been very, very successful, and other lads have come over, and they haven't been as successful, and they've gone back to Ireland and been very successful. So it's a very, very different game over here to what it is over in Ireland. And you got to have a different mindset, I suppose.
What is the view in England of the success of Willie Mullins and the Bromhead and the Gordon Elliott? Are they envious, or how do they view it?
They're bloody good trainers, that's all I can say. Look, I've been very lucky, obviously, with Diamond and Isaac. I've got, you know, I've ridden for, you know, plenty winners for Willie and for Gordon on Diamond and Isaac's horses. And like you say, they are just top class trainers. They produce these horses year after year, and the thing about these horses keep improving, and it just goes to show whenever they come over to Cheltenham and Aintree and stuff like that, they do very, very well. And again, I think it's a one like where you have, like, say, the Hennessy at Christmas time. I mean, you had a 15-runner, a top-class field, and you could have thrown 8 or 9 of them horses into the mix, and any of them out the whole field could have won. And if you it could be six different winners of the race. The good horses don't avoid each other over in Ireland like what they do over here. It's very, very different over here. A lot of good horses are plotted a different campaign. You don't want to bump into one horse here and there, and they kind of dodge a lot of bullets, if that makes sense. And then they come to Cheltenham, and like they bump into these Irish horses. And, you know, the Irish horses could be victorious at home beating each other, and then they come over here and a different type of Irish horse will come over and beat them over Cheltenham. So, like you say, it's just a different program. It's a different style of racing, I suppose.
And I suppose, ironically, when you went to England first, Irish racing was in a slump, really, you know. All the money was in England, all the good horses were going to England, and now it appears that that's been reversed, doesn't it, in the last 10 years?
Yeah, and obviously, when I was obviously in Desi Hughes, obviously, you know, the late Kieran Kelly, God bless him, you know, he was the one who basically made me come over to England, because the opportunities in Ireland back then were hard. Like, there was, obviously, Kieran Kelly was stable jockey to Desi Hughes, there was Paul Way there was Roger Quinlan, Roger Loughlin, there was Garrett Cotter. You know, and there's other very good amateurs in the place as well. So the opportunities in Desi Hughes were going to be very, very slim, whereas he thought the opportunities over here might have been a lot more. There's a lot more opportunities over here because of the racing that was over here. You know, and fair play to him, it was a right call on his behalf. And we'll come back to the horses. Yeah, there was very, very good horses over here. I remember when I was in Desi, you know, when the Irish horses came over and beat the English horses at the Cheltenham Festival. That it was a massive, massive achievement. Well, now you look at it and you seem to think, you know, nearly 75% of the races are going back to Ireland, and, you know, kind of very, very few races are won by the English trainers. It's very, very difficult. It's very, very competitive. And like you say, the Irish racing is absolutely booming at the moment.
You're lucky that you're, I suppose, is your sport that's continuing and that you're able to ride, and we have racing and we have sport that we can watch, and it seems to be well organised, Darrell.
Yeah, look, at that, like you say, Dr. Gerry Hill, he's unbelievable what he's done for us to keep racing going. And also the PGA, the BHA, you know, everyone's done, you know, a massive job. You know, and even all the race courses and stuff like that, they've done a massive job with the layout of the race courses and the facilities that we have and stuff like that to make it as safe as possible for everyone. So, you know, a lot of credit has got to go to, you know, everyone involved over in English racing. You know, they've all pulled hard, they've worked together, and, you know, like they say, they've kept the show on the road.
We're concerned in Ireland, probably more concerned than ever, about the COVID-19. Is there genuine concern in England? Can racing continue, do you think, Darrell?
Look, I think it's going to be tough. There's a lot of cases over here now, and especially around London. We've got a lot of race courses around London. You know, please God, we can keep it going. You know, and it'd be great because obviously there's a lot of people in lockdown and stuff, and a lot of people can't go to work, a lot of people can't do a lot of things. So, you know, having the race on the television for them to look at, it just gives them something to look at and then something just to cheer home and try to get excited for a few hours. And, you know, look, it's very, very tough for everybody out there at the moment, and there's a lot of people that are struggling, and, you know, if we can bring any bit of light to their life, it's a good thing. So I'm hoping and I'm praying that we can keep going, because strange world out there at the moment, and you know, any bit of entertainment for anybody, I suppose, is good, isn't it?
Yeah, I've just wondered, did any of the family back in Ireland make any money out of you yesterday? Because even if you put a euro on yesterday, you were 3,275 to 1, 5-timer. Nice for you, Bob, if you could do it.
Yeah, I think my little brother had a little dabble there yesterday. So
you're talking about Alan. I know what you're calling Alan. Your little brother. He's not little.
He's He's a little brother, but he's a hell of a lot bigger than me, though.
Everybody's delighted for you. And, of course, the desire still burns. Of course, it's your livelihood. You know, every day you go out, you're in danger of getting injured, but it is your livelihood. But in fairness, you've had a fantastic career, haven't you? And a lot more good days to come, hopefully.
Yeah, look, please God, obviously I'm obviously one of the more senior lads in the weigh room now, so I'm obviously not getting any younger, but like you say, when you've got bosses like Simon and Isaac and that look after you very well and trust in your method and what you do, you feel like as if you're still young. So I feel the body feels good. I really, really enjoy going racing every day and riding nice horses. So as long as my mind and my body is happy, I'll keep going for as long as Simon and Isaac would like me to keep going for.
Yeah, and of course, the glory day of yesterday, you drove to Exeter today, which is about an hour and a half drive, I think, and you finish eighth on a horse, just one ride, and they're the things you have to do as a jockey.
Yeah, like I say, it's a different routine over here to what it is in Ireland, and obviously, you are racing 7 days a week over here. It's early morning, getting back late. But like you say, it's a lot of hours spent on the motorway. Like Doncaster, I've got to go to Doncaster tomorrow. That's 3.5 hours up the road to come home, and then I got to turn around and go to Weatherby possibly the following day, and that's 4 hours up the road back again. So there's a lot of travelling involved in England. But like you say, I'm very, very lucky, and I've got a wonderful job and wonderful people to ride for, and I enjoy it.
Well, it's great to chat to you. Congratulations again on yesterday, and a happy new year to you and your family. You have two children, a boy and a girl, and your wife, and I suppose they worry every day you go out the front door.
Yeah, but sure, like you say, thankfully they're 7 and 5 now, so they're getting old, and they're starting that they're grasping the racing a lot more now than what they used to. But they're well aware. They're well aware of the risks that I do every day, and it's one of those things. I love doing what I'm doing, and I want to try and do it for as long as I can. It's an addiction, isn't it?
Absolutely. Thanks for taking the call, Darrell, and the best of luck in the future. Safe driving.
No problem, Liam. Take care.